You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. We'll start with some sad news. Former Colorado Congresswoman Pat Schroeder passed away. She was a pioneer for women's rights, family rights in Congress. 12 terms that she served starting in the early 70s.
Dang.
I remember her running for... She at least investigated the idea of running for president. She dabbled her toes in that pool a little bit back in the 1980s. I always remember the classic line that she threw out. This is a legendary line, but some other congressman asked her how she could be the mother of two small children and a member of Congress at the same time. And her answer will go down in history. She goes, "I have a brain and a uterus, and I use both." Fantastic.
Yeah.
She was a key champion of the family leave bill that passed in the early 90s. Pat Schroeder was 82 years old, representative from the great state of Colorado. Speaking of Colorado, Counting Crows announced some new tour dates, Jeremy. Final show on the tour is going to take place at Red Rocks on September 25th.
Ooh, what day of the
week
is that?
Should we play some Counting Crows?
Yes, we should, all day long.
Let me
back to back
Crows.
To back.
I'll dig some up and play it out of the
What day was
report.
That?
September 25th. What day of the week
is that? That's a Monday.
Oh, that's right. You can do it.
Monday.
Come on, you can do it. What else is going on? Sports-wise, Jeremy's going to be talking about some March Madness numbers, which gets underway today, and then the women's NCAA tournament gets underway tomorrow. So a lot of basketball over the next few weeks. But we also got some funny hockey news. The Avalanche won last night, which is great. But the best news out of professional hockey happened to a Golden Knights player out of Vegas. His name is Pavel Dorofeyev. He scored his first career goal last night. That's an exciting time, right?
Yeah.
He's in the NHL, scores his first goal. Happy days. But the reason we're talking about it is because of the funny video of it. He scored when the puck bounced up, hit him in the face, and then went in the net.
Nice.
So technically it hit his mask, but still... It hit him, and he scored his first ever goal with his
with
face.
With my face. That's pretty good.
That is something he'll be able to talk about for the rest of his life. And the last thing I've got, we're going to also play some Taylor Swift here in a little bit. There's a town down in Arizona, Glendale, that has announced they are going to rename their city for Friday and Saturday, the kickoff of Taylor Swift's tour. Glendale will, for those 2 days, be known as Swift City.
Hey, that's cute. Why
Listen,
not?
It's one thing to get the key to the city. It's all I've ever wanted. After all these years doing radio in Denver, just give me the key to the city. I want the key to Denver. But to have the city renamed for you...
It's kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm. The mayor made the announcement yesterday, so Taylor Swift... is now going to oversee Swift City.
Oh my gosh.
You know you've made it, Jeremy.
Yep.
That's when you know you've made it.
I'm big time.
What else is trending?
Well, today is National Pi Day for all the nerds. If you want to look at the calendar, it's 3.14, essentially. It's like May the 4th and Mario Day, which just happened a couple days ago. So, of course, all the pizza places are doing their pizza deals for the pizza pie. Papa John's got to buy one, get one. Papa Murphy's has a deal with, 31% off your next order.
31.4. The biggies are not having anything to do.
They're not. I see that. Yeah, Domino's and Pizza Hut not participating this year, which is sad. 7-Eleven, you can get a pizza for $3.14. Multiple places with big pizza deals today. So if you got a hankering, do a little Google search and see where you can get the best deals today. Dom mentioned, March Madness, the NCAA tournament kicks off tonight. Look at this. One of the sports guys walked in and handed me a bracket that I'm supposed to fill out. I know nothing about this.
Most people who fill them out don't.
We'll be participating in that. But the numbers every year always entertain me. $16.3 billion in corporate losses due to unproductive workers during this time of year. 37% of Americans willing to call in sick or skip work just to watch the games. They do bring in some revenue, $1.14 billion worth of revenue, so that's good. And there's all sorts of numbers on, you know, how much money people are putting down on bets and how many, what are the odds of filling out that perfect ballot? 9.2 quintillion. One in 9.2 quintillion. Mm-hmm. But the one I love the most is the chicken wing sales. This, now we're talking. Now Jer's on sports. Beer sales go up 19%. I will give you that. And then chicken wing sales go up 23%. With fans consuming 2.3 billion wings during this time of year. Those poor little chickens, Dom.
How do we even have that many chickens? That's what I find hard to believe.
I don't know. I need to go visit a chicken farm, I guess, and see, like, oh, okay, I get it. That is a lot of chickens. You know what?
2 billion chicken wings?
That's a lot of chicken wings, man. A lot of chicken wings. Mm. You know what? From that story, I'm going to go ahead and scroll down and give you this one about some dude in Chicago suing Buffalo Wild Wings. He is claiming their boneless wings are just really chicken nuggets. He filed a lawsuit on Friday accusing them of false advertising. Of course, he's seeking an unspecified amount of compensation.
Oh.
Essentially, his argument is that if you call something wings, most people would assume that they're made with actual wing meat instead of just chunks of breast meat that's deep fried. And I love the way the Buffalo Wild Wings is just kind of taking this with a little smirk on their face. They tweeted out, kind of downplaying the lawsuit, saying, "It's true. Our boneless wings are all white meat chicken. Our hamburgers contain no ham. And our buffalo wings are 0% buffalo." So essentially, their lawyers are probably saying, you're fine. This guy's not going to win the argument. There's no buffalo in these wings. So good for them. Jimmy Kimmel was making the rounds last night, back on his late night show, did a little Oscar recap last night about how everything went down. And he kind of had one somewhat decent joke about how everybody was dressed and looking and where they were.
It's an interesting setup of the Oscars because everybody's crowded together basically in an abandoned shopping mall. You know, they clear out the mall over there and everyone's there wearing donated clothes. Most of them haven't eaten in days. It's like a very upscale hurricane shelter.
But it's true, right? It's true. And then on the heels of that, this story about Lady Gaga, who went makeup free in a t-shirt and ripped jeans during her Oscar performance of Hold My Hand, all because she wanted it to be raw, Dom, a raw performance and show who she really is.
Good for her.
Isn't that just all of us at like 6 o'clock at night? They're really building up this story about how artistic it is for her just to be in ripped jeans and a t-shirt, and she's really herself. I'm like, shoot, about noon every day, that's what I'm in. Not that big a deal to me. I don't know.
That's a good point.
It's a good point,
just like,
right?
Welcome to the club.
This isn't art. This is just the rest of us. Duh.
If it is art, then the rest of us are more artiste.
Right.
Than
I'm so artistic at about noon every day when I'm working out. Oh my gosh. Behavioral psychologist is making the rounds this morning. She says that we would be much happier. We would reduce our stress and have a much better life if we just talk to our family on the phone for at least 12 minutes every single day. She says that 12 minutes is just as important as getting your filling of fruits and vegetables every day. She said when you talk to loved ones, you release serotonin, dopamine, endorphins. It'll boost your mood and it'll make your life so, so much better.
Well, I talked to one of my sisters on the phone for about 20 minutes.
How'd you feel
yesterday.
Afterwards?
It was wonderful.
Was it wonderful?
She's a
What's
little
she
ray
up
of sunshine.
To?
Oh,
What's
you know,
new in her
just...
world?
She was dog sitting for someone.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure you love talking about that. That's awesome. Let me give you one more thing. If you're planning
we
a vacation.
We had an interesting talk. Because I started the conversation because it was Monday. And you know how I am on Monday shows? I always ask all of our callers what was the highlight of your weekend.
So,
as soon as she answered the phone, I go, hey, what was the highlight of your weekend? Mm-hmm. And we started talking about it because she was telling me what she had done. I go, no. Don't tell me what your obligations were. And she goes, isn't that interesting? She goes, anytime like I get asked that, she goes, I always answer with the things that I like had to do.
Yeah,
I said, that's right. Most people, I said, when we get calls from people, and I told her, I said, well, say, what's the highlight of your weekend? Oh, I spent time with my kids. Like,
no, but what was fun? What was different?
That's kind of an obligation. What was the highlight?
So what did she say? Dog sitting?
Oh.
can't remember now.
Just waking up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. All right, that's funny. Do I want to give you anything else? Here's a couple Fat America stories. The Kraft Heinz company has succeeded in getting its ready-to-eat packaged Lunchables into school lunch programs starting this fall.
Boy, this is going to cause an outrage. Get ready for it.
So now your kids can wander up to the counter and get the turkey and cheddar cracker snackers, stackers, right. Or the extra right. Cheesy pizza from Lunchables. I never was allowed to have Lunchables growing up. Do you have anything else? Where's my Dairy Queen? I was going to tag on some Dairy Queen. Oh, here's your Dairy Queen for Fat America. Two new products coming out. They have a new mint brownie blizzard. Thank you very much. And a new churro dipped cone.
Oh.
I want that.
Interesting.
That's my order. I get the chocolate cone dipped in cherry. Now I could get a vanilla cone dipped in the churro dip.
Live it up.
And then I dip my fist into that, too. All right, let's do some clickbaits.
Clickbait.
On our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You got to check out this video. It is damn funny. It's a couple kids, a couple little boys going door to door trying to get some money to shovel people's driveways. And they did score $20 to shovel one person's driveway in their Ring cam. Caught the reaction of these two little boys saying that they were going to be rich. They're going to carry this money around in paper bags. What car do you want to buy? They were so excited that they were going to be rich now. So check it out. It's a great video on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.